of man, in nature, and in society, the doctrines of Locke, in his essay concerning the true original extent and end of civil government, and of Sidney in his discourses on government, may be considered as those generally approved by our fellow citizens of Virginia and the United States.
If you were to read Locke or Sidney today, you might find them dry and dull, and you might wonder how earlier generations could get so excited about them. You should understand that these writers vigorously defend the right, and in Sidney's case, the duty, to revolt against tyrannical governments. The abstract theories of Locke and Sidney have dramatic effects when applied to the real world. The danger of Sidney's discourses concerning government was summarized by Judge Jeffreys during the Sidney trial for sedition in 1683.
"This book contains all the malice and revenge and treason that mankind can be guilty of. It fixes the sole power in the Parliament and the people. The king, it says, is responsible to them. The king is but their trustee. That he had betrayed his trust, he had misgoverned, and now he is to give up, that they might all be kings themselves. Gentlemen, I must tell you, I think I ought more than ordinarily to press this upon you, because I know the misfortune of the late unhappy rebellion, and the bringing of the late blessed king to the scaffold, was begun by such kind of principles.